Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Lesson 3. Sabbath, a day of freedom. Manna enough. When the Israelites got out of the slavery, the bondage in Egypt, they were led by Moses, so exactly by God, through Moses, into the wilderness. And there, they got special information from God. Moses had to go up to the mountain Sinai, and for 40 days he received special laws for the Israelites. But before they came there, they had an experience. In the desert, it's not easy to feed the hungry people. But in the morning, they discovered there's something around the camp, on the ground, on the land. It is small, tiny, and you can eat it. You can collect it. If the sun shines hot, then it will disappear. Gone away. So you have to get up early, collect it. And God told them to collect a certain amount for one person per day, and they should go out every morning daily collecting this manna. From the Hebrew word manu means what's this? And they went out, collected, and there were people who thought, well, I will collect more today. Then I do not have to go out tomorrow morning. I collect for 2 days. But what happened? Worms were inside the next day and it smelt in a bad way. So they went out daily. But on Friday, now that's very interesting, God told them, on this day, on Friday, the sixth day, you should collect the double amount as usual. Because on Sabbath, you don't have to go out, and there won't be any manna there on Sabbath day, on the seventh day, on Saturday. Can that be? When it's there from Sunday to Friday, why shouldn't it be there on Sabbath? It happened exactly like this. No manna on Sabbath. But we heard when you collected more on one day, then it was full of worms and smelled bad the next day. Yeah, what about Friday when you collect more? It was fine on Sabbath. Really? Really? That's the truth. That's what the Bible tells us. Isn't it interesting? So God educated them in the wilderness. He trained them so that they got into the new rhythm. 6 days working, Sabbath, day of rest, day of freedom. Holiday, holy day, holiday. In English, we see the roots of this word, a holy day, Sabbath day. But it was changed afterwards with the Emperor Constantine. Then it changed from Sabbath to Sunday, 321 AD. But in the original, roots there in the Bible. It's the Sabbath, the Saturday. Two reasons for Sabbath. Two times we find the Ten Commandments in the Bible, in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And each time we have a different text why the Sabbath should be kept holy. And that's important. In Exodus 20, we read in verse 8 and the following, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Holy day. Holy day. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, not the maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. And now, why so? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed. Therefore, because he rested after 6 days of creation work. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 5, there is another reason given for the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And there it is written in verse 15, remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Redemption, being freed from bondage, slavery. There are two elements. Keep the Sabbath because the Lord kept it after the creation. On the seventh day, he rested. Therefore, you too. Remember that the Lord is your creator. And remember that the Lord is your redeemer. These are the two main elements. Without creation, you wouldn't be even here. You couldn't listen now. You would not exist. Simply not be here. So this is the first point. And the second one, what does it help you that you exist at the moment? In no time, you will have gone and you will rest in the ground. And you will become dust. From earth you come, and earth you will become. Now, What can I do about it? Nothing. You need redemption. You need a redeemer. Jesus died for you on the cross and paid the price for your redemption. So the Sabbath day is a day to remember. Remember your Creator and remember your Redeemer, the one that you live, and the other one that you go on living forever. Therefore, thank you, God, that you created me. Thank you, Lord, that you redeemed me with your precious blood on the cross of Calvary. A day of equality. When we read about the ones who are not forced to work on Sabbath, we hear of son and daughter and manservant and maidservant, cattle, stranger. They are all free of work on a Sabbath day. So whether you are the master or you are the slave, whether you're a human being or a cattle, free. A day of freedom. So it shows, it doesn't matter on which level in society you are, it's a day of equality. It's the same quality for all those beings, whether human or animals. They are to experience a day of freedom. They are all on the same level. And all these human beings, whether it's the master or the slave, the young one or the old one, the male or the female, they are all the same. A day of equality. Because they all look up to their Father in heaven who has created them. And they look up to their Redeemer who has redeemed them. The Sabbath shows when we assemble together in the church, we are all on the same level. And our worth, our value, is because we are created by him and are redeemed by him. It's not what we possess, not how highly we have been educated. Our value comes out of the universe because the Creator made you and the Redeemer redeemed you. And on Sabbath, you can think it over. So, this light of the Sabbath is we are all equal in front of God. And when there is a master, you have no authority to make your employee work on Sabbath day. God allowed your servant to have a day off. God himself. It's a holy day. Holiday. And when you remember, and the nations around the Israelites, so when they went out of Egypt and came into the desert over there, and then up their way to Canaan, all of the peoples around, they had not such a Sabbath day. It was not a regular rhythm in them. From time to time there was a big feast for their gods, that's it. Every seventh day, having a day off. For all members of the society, only the Israelites got this special holiday. It showed their value before their God. He was the one who showed them, I have redeemed you. You're full of value. The Lord gave his life for you. Whether the servant the stranger or the master, a day of equality for everybody. We are God's creatures and have to honor Him and be thankful to Him that He made us living beings and that we are not in a few years gone forever, but that we can continue living forever. A day of healing. When we have a look at the Gospels in the New Testament, we can see that Jesus very often healed people on a Sabbath day, which made the religious leaders very angry. One day we hear of someone saying in the synagogue, "Come on another day to be healed, not on Sabbath." And Jesus asks, if your sheep, the only one you have, falls into a dip, what do you do then? Do you leave it there? Still there? No. You rescue it, don't you? You try to get it out from the ditch. You want to help. And Jesus says, that's why I'm here. I want to help. Healing. That's my task. Whether it's this day or that day. Is it allowed to do good on the Sabbath day? He asks. In the Epistle of, in the Gospel of John, we read in chapter 9 about the healing of the sight, the restoring of the sight of a blind man. He was blind from his birth on. And when Jesus saw him, his eyes were opened. And because he had been blind for so many years and was seated at the temple door to get some amount of money, everybody knew him because everybody who went to the temple went by or went through this temple door and could see him sitting there as a beggar. And now, jumping around, singing, running, I can see. I was blind, but now I see. So soon the religious leaders discovered him. He had been healed on a Sabbath day. And they did not believe him that he had been blind. He said, oh yes, I had been. Then they asked his parents, is this your son? Has he been blind from his birth on? Yes. Well, why can he see them? Ask himself. Ask him. He is old enough. In the end, they became so angry that this person got his eyesight on a Sabbath day, they kicked him out of the synagogue. That's how religious leaders act and go so far when they are short-sighted. And Jesus wanted to heal. He is the healer. He wants people to be restored again. Works of mercy and benevolence were in accordance with the purpose of the Lord when they are done on the Sabbath day. It's a quotation by Ellen T. White. To relieve the afflicted, to comfort the sorrowing, is a labor of love that does honor to God's holy day. It honors him. In those days, Jesus was criticized that he did this. But when we do works of benevolence on the Sabbath day, it's correct in God's eyes. We have the light of the gospel, the light of Jesus, the Sabbath, a day of healing. Sabbath, rest for the land. The seventh year, the Sabbath year, was a very special one. Those who were slaves were freed in the seventh year. And in this year, we read in Leviticus 25 that in the Sabbath year, the farmland was allowed to lie fallow for the following year. It is an interesting aspect of stewarding the land, not sowing anything, just waiting what the land will produce by itself. And God allowed the land to gather new strength for the next year. And he promised that in the sixth year they would have such a wonderful harvest that it would have enough for the seventh year and even for the eighth, because it would take some time in the eighth year to get the harvest in. A rest for people on Sabbath, and in the seventh year, the Sabbath year, a rest for the land. And after seven Sabbath years, the land even came back to the original families who had to sell it because of poverty. So in all these aspects, these are economic reasons, which are sensational. Nowhere else in the world we can find anything like this. God invented it. He knows that the land needs rest from time to time. And if we obey God's commands, the land will give its fertility, as the Lord has promised. The seventh year was also significant for slaves. When they had become so indebted, Israelites, for example, that they had to sell everything and then at the end even themselves, the maximum was 7 years. Then they were free again. And outstanding debts were to be cancelled at the end of the seventh year. So this gap between the poor and the rich could never become so wide in Israel as we have it nowadays. Because after the seventh year, the gap became smaller, and after the 50th year, the land came back to the original families. So from time to time, this gap between the poorer and the richer ones would never become so wide as we experience it in our days. It's a significant detail for social order and no violence in a state. to release slaves and cancel debts was an act of mercy. Mercy, a character of God. The people needed to learn that they didn't have to oppress others in order to provide for themselves. He, the Lord of Lords, he would take care of the poor people so that they do not have to continue to be poor even in the next generation and the next generation. Summary. Sabbath, a day of freedom. The Israelites, for more than 400 years, slaves in Egypt, they discovered redemption. Being released from their bondage, they could go out into the desert, and there, in nature, they got new informations, they got new laws, and they got a holiday every seventh day. In this Sabbath experience, it is something that values a human being, the value of a human being. We heard about the Sabbath in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and the different reasons why the Sabbath day is to be kept holy. And we have a similarity in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5. And there we find that the Apostle John had a vision and could look into the center of the universe. And there in chapter 4, he saw the heavenly government. Doing what? We read in chapter 4, verse 11, there is a hymn. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why so? For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. This is what we find in Exodus chapter 20. Why is the Sabbath day to be kept holy? God rested on the seventh day of creation. And here he is honored because he is the creator. In chapter 5, we find the lamb. And this lamb looks as it had been slain. Picture for Jesus. And he receives a song, a hymn. And he sung a new song. We read it in chapter 5 of Revelation, verse 9. You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Redeemer. This is the reason mentioned for the Sabbath in Deuteronomy chapter 5. There are two reasons to keep the Sabbath holy. Be thankful that you are created. Otherwise, you wouldn't exist. Be thankful that you are redeemed. Otherwise, your existence would only be a short time. When you look at a grave, and the sign of on a grave, a name, and then there's a year, dash, another year. Birth year, year of death. Life dash. That's all. Nothing else. Only this. So being created and then lying in a grave, what's the sense of it, the use of it? Therefore redemption. Being redeemed means life goes on, and that forever. Without redemption, you're only a short period here on earth. But God wants you to live forever. And the Sabbath day is a day to think it over. Thank you, O Lord, that you have created me. Thank you, O Lord, that I have been redeemed by your blood on the cross of Calvary.